It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He's the director of the Southeast Utah District Health Department. And we're going to talk about, just came out the other day, about vaccines for the young. And I think it's over five can get that now. We're going to talk and get a little more in depth about that. But we're going to start out really by talking about what the COVID-19 situation is right now in our area. And Brady, thank you for coming in this afternoon. I know you're a busy man. We tried to get you in as soon as we could.
I'm happy to be here.
And you said you've been in meetings all day, and I'm sure part of it was because of this.
Yeah, this has been a hot topic for the last several weeks, and now with the rollout, we are anxious to get it done effectively.
And before we get into that, like I said, let's kind of talk about our numbers here, and things are not going the way that they should be going right now, by the sounds of things.
Yeah, really, we're, in terms of case rate, probably as bad as we've been since the beginning of March of 2020. And we've got several hundred active cases. We think we may, in the last couple of days, started to see a little decline, but there are so many active cases right now. There's a lot of opportunity for reinfection or infection within a family or in a business or in a close situation. Right now, Carbon County is pretty much the worst place in the state for case rate.
And I think you and I, before we came on the air, we were kind of talking about it. And the one thing is, once again, no one is saying go out and get vaccinated. Nobody is telling you that you have to do that. But it comes down and it boils down to the fact of, be careful where you're going and the situations that you're going to be in and know what's going on around you, those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, you're saying that we were talking about the fact that some of the highest rates of people that get this and go into the hospital are unvaccinated.
There's certainly still no doubt about that. It's above 80% that are of our cases are unvaccinated, and above 90% of our hospitalizations are not vaccinated. And we have people that are fully vaccinated that get COVID, but generally that their illness just doesn't last very long and they recover quickly. And you're right. We're not mandating this. This isn't, you have to do it. If you're not, we really encourage you to think about your activities and who you're with and are you sick? Are they sick? And take appropriate precautions.
And I think that it's come down to one of these things where, maybe think twice. I know, I would always tell people one of the last places that I worked there for 20 years. I think I took one or two sick days in the whole 20 years. If you're not feeling good right now, stay home. There's nothing that's going to happen that's bad. You need to, if you're not feeling good and you don't know, if you got a cough or a cold, stay home. That's the best place for you right now.
Absolutely. We know there's not every job can be done remotely, but even if you're, you've got some mild illness, so there's a lot you can do at home. But if you take those, maybe 1 to 3 days off of work, it ends up saving you and potentially a lot of others some illness down the road.
Most definitely. All right. So now let's get into it. As we were talking about, they came out yesterday and said that they have approved, or we're still waiting for the final hurdle for approval for the vaccine for ages 5 and up.
So the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds received emergency use authorization. And at that point, that means that we now have permission, full permission to administer that to 5 to 11-year-olds. And it may be the health department, it may be your local pediatrician or the pharmacy. We expect that the vaccine can be found in all of those locations in the coming days and weeks. But there's a number of committees that look at the initial study data where they've brought in several thousand 5 to 11-year-olds and followed them over several months to see the impact of the vaccine and found it effective and safe.
And so where do we go from here now? Where do we go with this?
So I know at the health department, we are waiting on our final shipment and for Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties. We have information and scheduling available on our website. Just due to how much we'll receive, the initial couple of weeks will be by appointment only for this age group. So our first clinics will be held Monday. In Carbon County, we get early out from school on Monday, so we'll be from 1 to probably about 6 p.m. For those individuals. But you will need to pre-register just so we know we have enough doses for these first several clinics that we have.
So call down there and make an appointment. Now, just, you know, out of curiosity, and I don't know as though anybody else would have this question. They might, but I'm assuming that it's a smaller dose, right? It's not the same dose that adults are getting. It's a smaller dose.
Yes, it's,
and that's how they work it.
It's 1/3 the dose of that we've given to adults, and they've found that that's been as effective in preventing disease. And the hope with that, as long as we maintain that efficacy, is that there are fewer side effects for this age group. And Pfizer in general, the side effects haven't been as significant as Moderna. So we're very hopeful that this will be a pretty smooth process for those.
And then another question that I have is they get one, are they going to have to get a follow-up as well?
They
just
will.
Just like everything else?
Yeah, 21 days later.
Okay. So once again, if anybody is interested in doing that, 5 to 11-year-olds will start on Monday. Call down to the health department and make an appointment, though. It's because it's going to be by appointment only at first, correct?
Yeah. Easiest way is to get on our website, seuhealth.com. It will give all the available open slots there, but you can call down and we can arrange an appointment.
And book your appointment. And plus, there's all kinds of other great information on that website as well. All right, Brady, thank you so much for coming on in here and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.